It's the Munjar tree for us, and it's a very, very special tree.
Started to flower?
It's starting to flower now. And in fact, it's been in flower in some places I've seen it, about a month ago.
So it's the Christmas tree in the English language, as you say, it's the Munjar tree,
yes.
But it represents festivity for the Noongar people for thousands of years. How is it so?
Yeah, well, this is the only time of the year when they're in flower. Like we'll gather the flower from that Christmas tree. Any other time of the year, we won't go near that tree because it holds the spirit, the wirin of our ancestors. Who they'll rest there during the day. But this time of the year, when they're in flower, we'll gather those flowers and we'll stick them in a water hole, a nyama, and we'll let them ferment for a week or so. And then once they've fermented, men, women, children, everyone comes together, all different groups come together and they drink the nectar, I guess you could say, and it creates a state of merriment amongst everyone. So it was there for everyone too. You know?
Is that right? So you still do it?
I've tried it. Yeah, it'd probably be about a 2%, 3% type thing, you know.
But I'm sure you can make it heavier, yeah. Brew, can't you?
Yeah. But it's not bad, you know.
what does it taste like?
It sort of tastes a little bit like a flat soda water, sort of with a little bit of honey sort of a flavour to it. So it's an acquired taste. But not bad. It's not too bad. Yeah.
So what were the stories from the old days of this merriment and festivity?
Well, I can imagine that obviously everyone was walking around happy. And it's a good time of year just because there's plenty of food around as well. You know, there's lots of fish to be caught. And I guess, it's like everyone's moving down, everyone's down on the coast, so you've got all different groups coming together and having a really good time, lots of stories, all sorts of things going on.
Just and a bit of Munjar juice.
Yeah, definitely, exactly.
Enlightening. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
And enjoy Birak.